You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Darling, what you after?
A dozen racing pigeons, please.
Didn't I sell you a dozen last week?
Yes, Madam is very fond of them. So much so that we keep running out.
Running out?
I mean, they keep getting out.
Well, I would say you should take better care, but my lad needs new shoes. So you take as little care as you like. Will you be needing a basket? Does that have to charge extra?
No, I've brought my own. Did you manage to get the special item?
I certainly did. Hold on. Here you go. One swan. Fresh from... Well, let's just say you're better off not knowing. Another one for Madame Zavery, is it?
Yes, she has a birthday coming up. Wait a tick.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, I just have to check it doesn't contain anything that might upset Madame's... That might upset her. She has allergies, you see.
Oh, right. Feathers and stuff. Gotcha.
Yes.
What the pippin?
Watch out!
Oh, Pippin! That's my bleeding stock! I'm gonna skin him. I'm gonna knock his block off.
Knock whose block off? There's no one in the driving seat. Look, I wouldn't get too close if I were... And then it exploded.
Exploded?
Yeah, like...
I know what an explosion sounds like, my dear.
Good, because you'll know what it sounded like then.
But why would it explode? Was it on fire?
I don't think so. I don't remember seeing any smoke.
So not steam-powered? And there can't be more than half a dozen petrol-driven automobiles in London.
No, it was one of those electric ones. Like a broom carriage, but without any horses.
And without a driver, you say?
Yeah. They must have fallen off, I suppose.
Still, it must have been a very harrowing experience for you, my dear. Would you like to lie down?
No, I'm fine. Really.
Oh. Maybe later.
Paternoster Row. Madame Vastra's residence? Yes, I will. It's Inspector Cotton of Scotland Yard.
Don't tell me. Something terribly mysterious has occurred and he requests our urgent assistance.
It's all terribly mysterious, hence my request for your urgent assistance. An incident in Millwall in the early hours of this morning. A chap was set upon by an unruly mob.
Hardly an unprecedented occurrence in Millwall.
Hey, I've got family there.
Well, then you'll know. Inspector, we have better things to do than to be investigating common acts of simian brutality.
Yes, but this weren't no common act. The victim's in the interview room. It's best that he tells you himself. The name's Beckett. Silas Beckett. I work as the manager of the new electric power station down in Deptford.
Oh, do you?
Yes. First one in England. We've not been up and running long. Anyway, last night I was on my way home when these chaps leapt out on me like a lot of wild animals. Five or six of them there were. I'd have been for it for sure if it hadn't been for the Sumatran chap turning up when he did.
I'm sorry, the what?
Well, he just came out of nowhere, started picking them up and hurling them against the walls.
What makes you think he was Sumatran?
Well, because of what he said.
Sumatra!
You're sure that's what he said?
Sorry? I think so. I mean, there was a lot of yelling and screaming, and I am a bit hard of hearing. But then, seeing they was beat, the fellas what attacked me ran off. And when I went to thank the Sumatran fella, he'd opted and all.
I see. You're right, Inspector Cotton. How terribly mysterious.
We did manage to apprehend one of the assailants, huh? When Mr. Beckett called us to the scene, it turned out one of his attackers had been rendered unconscious.
And you have him here, in custody?
He's down in the cells.
I should like to speak to him, if I may.
You're welcome to try, but I doubt you'll get any sense out of him.
Very good, Inspector. If you could wait outside, my colleague and I will interview the prisoner.
As you wish, Mum.
What's wrong with him, do you think? Is he drunk?
No trace of alcohol or narcotic. But there's a marking of some kind on his arm.
It's a tattoo. Of an anchor.
Presumably he worked as a sailor before he ended up in this condition. Jenny, get ready to intervene if he turns violent at the sight of my face.
You're removing your veil?
It is necessary. My species can exert a mesmeric influence over your kind. It's all right. I'm not going to hurt you. Just look into my eyes. That's it. You're feeling sleepy. Your eyelids are heavy. You can barely keep them open. Now tell me, what is your name?
Dunno.
Where do you live?
Dunno.
The name of your vessel?
Dunno.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Dunno.
Dunno much, does he?
No. It's as if something has emptied his mind. Made him stupid. Well, even more stupid than is normal for his kind.
Humans?
Men. All right, Inspector. You can let us out now.
Odd thing is, we've had quite a few reports of men going missing in the area.
Missing?
They tell their wives they're going to the Solak factory to see if there's any work going, and they're never heard of again.
The Solak factory?
You know, where they make the new electric cars.
Interesting. And I believe Mr. Solak is giving a talk at the Royal Scientific Society this evening. Jenny, how do you fancy a night out?
Ladies and gentlemen, I ask, do we want a world of clean water and fresh air? Or do we want a world of pollution, of smoke and soot? Because that is the choice that faces us. That is why I have led research into vehicles powered by electric batteries rather than coal or petrol. The dynamo rather than the internal combustion engine.
Mr. Beckett, thank goodness you're back.
What is it? What's the matter?
There's someone in your office insisted on speaking directly to the manager.
What? We'll see about that. All right, what is it you wish to... You... What are you doing here?
Human, I wish to make a bargain with you.
But that is not the limit of my ambitions. I am here to announce that I am also developing new power sources. Methods of generating electricity, not through burning fuel, but by harnessing the energy of the sun, of the wind, of the rivers, and the tides. Clean, limitless energy. Energy free of charge, if you'll pardon the pun. You have every right to be skeptical. I realize it sounds far-fetched, like something out of the works of H.G. Wells, but I believe it can be done. And I believe it must be done if we are to leave behind a world fit for our children. Thank you.
You wish to offer us your protection?
Indeed. I will ensure that no harm comes to yourself or your subordinates. I trust that the demonstration of my abilities last night was sufficient.
And what do you want in return?
Power. Unlimited power.
I'm sorry?
I would like access to your power generator for half an hour every week in order to re-energize.
Re-energize?
I require the regular infusion of raw electrical power in order to maintain maximum efficiency. Alternating current at high voltage preferred.
Do you think he can do it? All the things he said?
Well, it's technologically possible, if about 100 years premature.
Premature?
His ideas are far in advance of your current level of science. I wonder where he gets them from.
Well, he's over there if you want to ask him.
I might just do that. Mr. Solak!
Please, call me Fabian, Miss...
Madam Vastra. And before you ask, I wear the veil to... avoid unwanted attention.
I see. Or rather, I don't. Did you enjoy the lecture?
We found it most stimulating, didn't we, Jenny?
Yeah. We were wondering, if it's not a silly question, where do you get all your ideas from?
Where do I get my... I wish I could give you a more interesting answer, but I'm afraid it's just the result of long hours of lone study with flashes of inspiration.
You don't have any contact with any foreign agencies?
I'm not sure what you're implying. I was born in Austria, but if you think I'm working for a rival nation...
No, she means contact with another world or the future.
No, I'm afraid I'm going to have to disappoint you on that score. Now, if you'll excuse me... Professor! Good to see you!
So, do you believe him?
How long ago was I born, Jenny?
65 million years. Why?
Because Mr. Solak couldn't be more wrong if he thinks I was born yesterday.
Are there a lot like you where you come from?
Indeed! There are a great many like me. I originate from a clone batch over 10,000 strong. All identical, all genetically engineered for ruthless devotion to the Sontaran creed. Sontar, ha!
Yes, well, I can fit you in for half an hour on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays?
It will have to be at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's when we switch generators, and we can't afford to let the power drop as practically all our output goes to the Solak factory across the river.
All their power output goes to the Solak factory. He said that?
Practically all, yes. Why? Is it significant?
It might be. We think those men you deterred had gone to find work at the factory, where something turned them into mindless savages.
I must admit, they did seem to lack even the most rudimentary technical skills.
And taken with the fact that Solak intends to alter the course of human development, we have to get inside that factory.
That might be easier said than done.
No, we shall simply gain entrance by entering with the other human workers. It will be a chance for me to put my assimilation training to work.
Assimilation training?
I've been given Strax lessons.
Lessons? In what?
In how to, pass as a native Londoner.
Yes! One that was carved with an auditory range of bow bells. Poor blimey and law lover duck. It's a real pea super and there is no error.
Mistake.
What? How was I incorrect this time?
It's a no mistake, not And there is no error.
And no mistake. Governor.
Now, Jenny, you know what to do. Once we're inside, Strax will create a distraction.
And I'll nip round to the side gate and let you in.
Then I shall wait for you there.
You, man! You are here to seek employment?
Aren't we all? Where are you from? I ain't seen you here before.
I am from foreign parts. I was employed in an ocean-going vessel, but upon our arrival in the city, I was summarily dismissed. Can you, Adam and Eve, it?
Oh, you're not the first. Every man in this line has a story to tell. I used to work on a farm up Ilford way, but I was caught half-inching a loaf of bread and sent away. And if you dump bird, no one wants to know.
Your tale is one of grave injustice. Should you wish to wreak revenge on those who have wronged you, I would be happy to assist. What is your name, man?
Archie Flowers. What's yours?
Strax.
Strax.
It is a nickname. My real name is a lengthy serial number you will be unable to retain.
Sorry to interrupt, but it looks like we're going in.
Excellent. Now we shall have our butchers at what lies within. And no mistake.
Thank you, if I could have quiet. Welcome to the Solak factory, where I am pleased to say you will all be found employment, each according to your abilities. So, first, those abilities must be assessed. All you need to do is to look into this looking glass, and that will tell me all I need to know. Those of you of below average intelligence will go to work on the factory floor, while those of high intelligence will go to management. So, if you could line up, I will begin. Factory floor, management, factory floor.
That looking glass, factory floor, that ain't from this time.
Indeed, some form of mind probe. It may be able to detect that I'm not of this world. I believe it is time for me to create a distraction.
All right.
Factory floor, management, join the others over there.
Hey, you! Get back in place.
You what?
This fellow is pushing in.
I'm not pushing in.
You are pushing in.
Goodness sake, you will all get your turn. It doesn't matter who goes first.
Yes, but he was still pushing in.
I wasn't.
I saw you. You pushed in front of this primitive.
Oh, you cool and primitive.
You, your bout race resembles that of a degenerate ape. And so does yours, monkey boy.
What
are you looking at?
Well, I ain't standing by that. Get in, fellas, come on!
Oh no, there are too many of you. I cannot annihilate you all at once.
Please, stop fighting! Stop fighting!
Good grief, what's that noise?
Strax's distraction.
It sounds like a small war has broken out.
Oh, I think it has.
There you are.
What, they got away?
Indeed. They were too busy wildly maiming each other to notice my departure. These humans of Cockney extraction are magnificently disposed to acts of mindless violence.
Then while they're busy, let's find out exactly what goes on here.
Good grief. It's like the workers are galley slaves, forced to build cars piece by piece.
I have read about such places. This is an assembly line. Each worker has but one task, which they must repeat over and over again.
A most efficient use of resources.
Efficient? Half of them look like they're fit to drop. They're working them to death.
Yes, it is most distressing. But at least now we know what happens to the workers.
No, not all of them. There were two categories. Factory floor, this lot, and management.
Management? And where do you think that might be located?
Well, traditionally, it's on the top floor.
This is it, the management level.
There's nobody here.
No, but I sense we are being observed.
Observed?
Up there, a camera.
That's a camera. I haven't seen anything like it.
No, you wouldn't. But someone is keeping an eye on us.
Who are they?
The short one started the fight in the induction hall, and that dark-haired woman was with him, I think.
And the other woman?
I've not seen her before, Mr. Solak. I think I would have remembered if I had.
Yes. If I didn't know better, I'd say she was some kind of a reptile.
If the humans deemed to be of high intelligence were brought here, then where are they?
What about this? Restricted area.
Sounds promising. The door is probably locked.
Ha! Allow me!
And alarmed!
It must also be made of a substance hardier than reinforced deuterium.
Well, if they know we're here, there must be guards or something on their way.
You're right. There's only one thing to do.
Stay and fight to the death?
No, Stax. Run!
There's another way out through here. I think it's a fire escape.
Escape being the word. Come on!
They're making for the goods yard. Our guards will be able to apprehend them there.
No. No. Let them have their freedom.
Sir?
Send 2 automotes to locate and capture them. It will be an interesting road test of their guidance systems.
Most amusing, sir. Readying 2 automotes for dispatch.
Come on, Strax. Come on. Let me help you up.
I would not advise it, unless you want your arm removed from its socket. You forget, I am not physically adapted for the gravity of this world.
Well, if you can't climb over the wall, you'll have to find another way out.
Yes, or I could just smash through it.
What?
I recommend you wait on the other side. And stand back, there is liable to be a shower of debris.
Very well.
1, 2... Santa! Ah! There! That wasn't so difficult, was it? Sontaran Engagement Directive 643. When in doubt, resort to brute force.
Our carriage is just round the corner, Mom.
Good. The sooner we're out of here, the better.
The interlopers are making for their own vehicle.
Excellent. Quite excellent. Dispatch the automotes under our remote control.
Automotes activated and commencing pursuit.
Horse, increase velocity, or you will give me no choice but to inflict violence upon you.
Strax really has a way with animals, doesn't he?
He is surprisingly effective, though. After all, would you want a Sontaran at your rear?
Good point. Might not be enough, though, Mom. Look.
One of Solak's electric cars. There's no driver?
No driver, but he's still gaining on us.
Strax! We're being followed!
I see it, but I do not have an energy weapon with which to destroy it.
We don't need to destroy it. Just outrun it.
Excellent! Very well, horse. You can't say I didn't warn you. Santa-ha! Santa-ha!
Vehicle heading west along Piper Street. Automote 1 in pursuit. Automote 2 closing in on Bird Hall Lane.
Excellent. We'll cut them off there.
That's it. Maintain maximum velocity, or I shall reduce you to your component atoms.
It's still gaining on us.
Then we're going to have to shake it off. Strax, change course.
Very good. Course. There, 90 degrees left. Now. Ugh. Excellent. That was very nearly a lethal accident.
Still right behind us. And there's another one, dead ahead.
Strax!
I see it. Course. Bear 90 degrees right.
They have turned into Galsworth Mews.
Ah, my friends. We've had our fun, but there's nowhere left for you to go.
It's a dead end.
Strax, halt!
Horse, decelerate! Whoa! Well done, beast. You may now recharge.
What now, Mom?
I don't see any alleyways. I that even I could scale those walls.
Then we must engage the enemy in hand-to-hand combat.
I don't mean to pick holes, Strax, but how can you have hand-to-hand combat with a car? They don't even have hands.
Then that gives us a tactical advantage.
Strax is right. We can at least defend ourselves with the weapons at our disposal.
Hang about. What's that they're doing?
They appear to be altering their form. Not really automobiles. They are robots.
A most remarkable transformation.
Looks like I spoke too soon. They've not only got hands, they've got hulking great arms and legs.
Which I shall delight in detaching from them.
He's dead.
I don't think so. But I think they could have killed him had they wanted to.
So
they must want to take us alive. Well done, Cars. You have us at your mercy. We surrender.
Sir, the captives are ready for your inspection.
Excellent. The reptile woman?
I have a name. Madame Vastra.
That voice. Have we met before? Yes. Last night at the Royal Scientific Society, you questioned my motives.
Because your motives are very questionable.
Then we have much to discuss. Escort her to my office.
Mr. Solon.
There is no need for coercion. I can walk.
And the other woman?
I have a name, too.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Madeleine, assess her intelligence.
Jenny Flint, thanks for asking.
Above average, considerably so.
Then she has management potential. Fast track her for intelligence gathering.
Very good. And the man?
When he regains consciousness, assign him to the factory floor. One of the areas where we have a high turnover.
I shall assign him to furnace duties.
Inspired! Then he probably won't be around for very long anyway. Now, Madame Vastra, we can talk.
Good. I have some more questions for you.
Are you going to ask me if I'm in contact with people from the future again?
It is one of three possible explanations. You are in possession of technological knowledge far in advance of this era. Either you are from the future, you are in contact with someone who is, or you have had contact with another civilization.
Or I could just be a genius.
I ruled out that possibility for being far too unlikely.
Why? My discoveries aren't so far removed from the work of Tesla, Edison, and Hertz.
Nobody in this time period should have any knowledge of video surveillance.
And yet you have knowledge of it.
Yes, because I am not of this time.
Well, well. If it isn't me old mate Strax. Been in any good fights lately?
Yes, several. Although I think the last one may have ended in ignominious defeat. Where am I?
The furnace.
The furnace?
It's for the steam engines, they said, to produce the electric, keep the whole place going.
But this factory already has a source of power. The generating station in Deptford.
Don't ask me, I don't know. All I know is that when we was put to work, they sent us down here, stuck this in me hand and said, start shoveling. Speaking of which...
Yes?
Start shoveling.
What exactly is intelligence gathering anyway?
You shall see soon enough.
Inside! Cor, blimey. What is that? It's like a big glowing metal ball hanging from the rafters.
That is the repository of all information, gathered together to form one guiding intelligence. We call it the management structure.
Gathered? What do you mean, gathered?
All of those of greater intelligence have their minds emptied and their knowledge transferred to the sphere,
leaving them as mindless brutes roaming the streets of Millwall.
How marvellous! You're simply brimming with righteous indignation. That's just what we need.
What?
Isn't it obvious? You're next.
You really expect me to believe that you are a lizard from before the dawn of time?
I should have thought my mere existence was sufficient proof. I am the, sole representative of a highly advanced civilization.
Really?
Even in advance of what you have achieved here. Mr. Solak, Fabian, I am in a position to help you.
Help me?
We both have humanity's best interests at heart. Although, I must admit, the way you treat your workers is not wholly consistent.
A means to an end. It is the only way, if the world is to be saved. Because I have seen the alternative.
You've actually seen it?
In my mind's eye. A world of starvation and disease, of flooded cities, oceans coated in oil and littered with waste, the air a choking smog.
You're not just imagining it. Something is giving you a window into the future. Something inside your head. You see, Solak, with me you've bitten off more than you can.
I'm afraid you're the one at a disadvantage, because I quite literally have power at my fingertips.
Workers, listen to me. You have all seen the truth of this place. Your masters intend to work you until you drop dead of exhaustion. You will not receive payment. Your dependents will go unfed. You have been betrayed.
Let us run and take us from monks, our lord.
You must throw off your shackles and seize the means of production. Now, some of you may say that such an act is doomed to failure. To which I say, so much the better. Anyone can fight a battle which they think they are going to win. The mark of true courage is to fight when you are facing certain defeat. So, are we going to give up without a fight? No! We are not slaves. We are Cockneys. So, are you ready to strike?
Yes!
Yes.
Strike!
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 So let me get this right. The idea is, you strap people into these chairs, and then these dish things come down over their heads and suck their brains out.
If you're trying to convince me you're stupid, you're wasting your time.
No, I just wanted to be clear. Because I don't want to tell you how to do your job or anything. But the straps around my ankles are a bit loose.
What?
Well, you might like to tighten them, or I would definitely be able to escape. And Mr. Solak wouldn't want that, would he? What is it with you and him, anyway?
That is not your concern.
Because if it is what I think it is, you're wasting your time. He's married to this factory.
I am not interested in him in that way.
Yeah, but you are interested in him, aren't you? Look, are you going to tighten up these straps or not? I ain't got all day.
They must be up here somewhere. Ah! Restricted area.
Oh, there you are, Strax.
Miss Jenny, I have come to rescue you. Unnecessarily, as it turns out.
Yeah. Sorry to deprive you of your fun, but I can look after myself.
The restricted area. What is in there?
Miss Madeline, lying unconscious, and a big ball of lightning. I think it's in control somehow.
Interesting. I shall destroy it at once.
With what? We've got to find the lady first. Come on.
Yes, what is it?
They're doing what?
Well, kill them all if you have to.
Having a spot of trouble with your industrial relations?
It doesn't matter. Their labor will soon no longer be needed. But first, it is time I terminated our meeting.
Mom, are you all right?
I am. Thanks to your timely arrival.
It was Strax's idea to break down the door.
I had no choice. It was locked, I expect.
Is Mr. Solak still alive under there?
It is hard to tell. I do not have my medical scanner with me.
Jenny?
Step aside, Strax. He's still alive, Mom. Unconscious, possibly concussed.
Here, let me help you to your feet.
Thank you, Strax.
Hang on. That's odd.
What is?
There's something in his brain. About the size of a berry. It's given off power readings.
Let me see.
Why, do you know what it is?
Yes. It is part of a Sontaran battle computer. The Extrapolator.
The Extrapolator?
A processor programmed to collate information and then make strategic predictions based upon that information.
The source of Solak's visions of the future.
And where he gets all his clever ideas from.
Indeed. The processor must have been, attempting to use its host in order to follow the Prime Engagement Directive.
Which is?
All planets must be subjugated and placed under the command of the Sontaran Empire.
You mean it's trying to take over the world?
In a word, yes.
And it's almost ready. Using the electric cars under the control of the management structure.
The what?
A big glowing ball full of brain power it's drained from people. I was nearly one of them.
I see. It's created an artificial intelligence to enslave the Earth.
But how could an extrapolator end up lodged in his brain?
Simple. 10 years ago, I was conducting an experiment into transcending the luminiferous ether using mirrors and static electricity. I succeeded in creating a breach in reality itself.
A rift? You created a rift in time.
And through that breach came fragments of wreckage from a distant war. They ripped through my skin. In that instant, I thought I would die. And I was right.
The extrapolator located a host and brought it back to life.
And Solak has been my unwitting servant ever since. He genuinely believed he was saving the world.
When all along he was helping you get ready to conquer it.
My army of automotes is prepared. I shall send them out to seek out new minds to add to the sphere.
Haven't you forgotten? Your workers are revolting. If you kill them, who's going to build your cars for you?
The production line is now sufficiently advanced to be automated. My automotes can build more of their kind. Human labor is no longer required.
Oh.
And as for you three...
Strax, wake up. Wake up!
Son, Rutan's perverting the course of Sontaran history. Where are we? How do we get here? And what munitions are at our disposal?
One of the factory outhouses. Fabian Solak rendered us unconscious, and unfortunately, none.
Then I have one more question. Why?
So you can provide us with one last service.
If you think we're going to help you, you're very much mistaken.
Not at all. You see, what we require is your non-cooperation.
Sorry? What?
This is the Automote testing area. These are our latest models, and you are here to provide them with targets.
Ah, we are to face them in combat.
While you stand here and watch.
No, when you've seen one fight to the death, you've seen them all. I have other matters to attend.
All automotes, you are to locate and capture humans of above average intelligence. Commence search within a radius of 2 miles.
Oh, there must be something we can do.
The car that went out of control. In the market.
What about it?
Was anything else happening at the same time?
I don't know. I was too busy checking a swarm with the gauntlet scanner.
Of course.
The device must interfere with their control signal.
Quickly, Jenny, use the gauntlet.
I'm doing it.
It is not working.
Give it a moment. It might only have a limited range.
Excellent! We now have a weapon and can go on the attack!
Strax, we don't have time to blow up all the cars individually.
We don't?
No. We have to destroy the machine that's controlling them.
An excellent stratagem. I look forward to seeing it explode.
Going somewhere, Madeline?
Mr. Sulek, sir. I was just checking that the automotes are functioning as instructed.
I gave no such order.
I know, but I thought...
You thought you should take your leave from me?
No, of course not, sir.
Your analysis is correct, but too late to save you. Your secretary's services are no longer required. Automotes, conduct her to intelligence gathering.
No! Please, sir. Mr. Solak, I've served you loyally.
Mr. Strax, can't we join in the fun?
Alas, no. I have come to warn you that your lines are in danger. Solak no longer needs a human workforce.
Yeah, we kind of gathered that. What about you, Delaney, friends?
We intend to annihilate this factory, which is why I recommend you vacate it with utmost urgency. There is a hole in the wall of the goods yard that will provide egress.
All right. I've only tell it twice.
All right, lads! Everybody out! Everybody out!
Mr. Solak, Fabian, please, after all the time we spent together, you can't do this to me.
The human known as Fabian Solak no longer exists.
What?
His intelligence has been uploaded. He is now an unthinking mouthpiece for the management.
Uploaded?
You should be pleased. Your mind will now be joining his within the control sphere. You will be together forever. Together in electric dreams. Sufficient intelligence gathered to proceed to phase two. Commence mobilization.
What in the name of blazes is going on?
It's the cars, sir. Solak's electric cars.
What about them?
They're eating people.
Eating people?
I swear to you, sir, I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes.
Man-eating automobiles. Sergeant, get everyone off the streets. Tell them to remain in their homes. Go upstairs if at all possible.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I doubt that will be enough to save them.
What's going on? It's like an earthquake.
Maybe it is.
This is it. The restricted area.
Hold up. I think I can remember the code. Oh, phew. There's no one at home.
Then I shall see you both later. Good luck.
Yeah, you too. Oh, I've got a feeling we'll need it.
All right, lads. I think that's far enough.
What about them car things?
We're not going to be coming after us. They only want those with brains.
What's got into them?
Archie, the factory is moving.
That's why he needed his own electric generator. So they could drive it around town.
Around town? Through it, more like.
But it's coming this way. Lads, we got to move. We've got to get out of here.
Run!
So this is where you control the cars.
I do not. They answer to the management, acting under the orders of the extrapolator.
And what about you? Fabian Solak.
He wishes me to tell you he quite likes being a disembodied consciousness in control of a mobile factory.
Mobile? We're moving.
to a more central position for intelligence gathering.
Fabian, listen to me. You have to fight it. Resist the extrapolator.
Appealing to my humanity? I have no humanity. Humanity is no longer required.
Not doing anything. Strax, you're the expert. How do we blow it up?
Well, normally I would advise the deployment of mimetic cluster mines.
Yeah, but as we currently don't have any magnetic clustered mines.
I suggest we reverse all the polarities in the hope that it causes it to overload.
You mean just switch everything to the opposite?
If you wish to...
Welcome. Your arrival and attempt at sabotage was anticipated.
Oh, you... What's happened to your voice?
I speak for the management.
Oh, the big glowy ball thing, right?
And very soon, you and your friend will be joining us.
Your associates have been captured.
They have?
Your transparent attempt to divert my attention has failed. Your associates' minds will be uploaded to the control sphere.
No! Please!
Do not fear. Your turn will come. Your knowledge of Silurian science will be of great service.
You sure you've made those straps tight enough?
Do not worry. You will not get a second chance to escape.
What happened? Can't move my legs.
Even you will not be able to break through tungsten carbide chain.
We shall see about that. You are regrettably correct. Jenny, the gauntlet!
She took it off me. It wasn't working anyway.
Your minds will now be uploaded. The man first.
Yes! Alternating current at a high voltage. Just how I like it.
What is happening? You are draining electrical energy from the control sphere. The same power.
Destroy! No! Sontaha! Sontaha! No! Destroy! Sontaha!
Do you know what you've done? You've tried to absorb the mind of a Sontaran warrior. All that aggression, all that obstinacy.
How could we have made such an error?
To err is human. All those minds you stole, you took all their intelligence and all their incompetence. And now, thanks to Strax, they're fighting amongst themselves.
No!
I don't believe it. We're saved! We're saved!
Sir?
The electric cars. They're crashing into each other and exploding. I wonder what could have caused it.
That will be Mr. Strax and his two lady friends, sir.
Mr. Strax? And how would you know that?
Because up until half an hour ago, I worked there at the... Oh, my lord, it's on fire!
Sergeant, get everyone away from here, now!
Is she dead?
It is hard to tell, but she has stopped screaming, which is usually a good indicator.
Well, I don't know much about technology, but that big ball thing's not looking very cheerful.
It is overheating. A detonation must be imminent.
Well, then let's stop here when it does. Strax, can you break free?
Unfortunately, no.
So this is it. The end.
Excellent. There is no greater honor for us on Taran than to die whilst destroying one's enemy.
Yeah, well, it's an honor I could do without.
For the power and the glory of the Empire I shall die. It shall be gruesome, it will be final.
Oh, Mom, thank goodness. You're just in time.
I am.
Strax had just started singing.
Oh.
Thank you.
Much as I would enjoy meeting a violent end, if you could release me too.
A pleasure.
What happened to Mr. Solak?
He's dead, and unless we wish to join him...
Leg it,
absolutely.
Quickly through the wall. Come on, Strax.
You forget, I am not physically adapted.
I have not forgotten. Let me help.
Shantarans do not require assistance.
Hey, we've moved.
Yes. I suggest we keep moving.
Oh, one of Solak's electric cars. Still working.
I shall draw its attack to enable your escape.
No, we face... Oh, the factory.
Get down, all of you.
A most satisfying explosion. The building has been reduced to rubble.
Yeah, I know. Half of it landed on top of me. The car!
It's deactivated. With no guiding intelligence, it has no instructions to obey. It's over. We've won.
All right, let's be having you. Don't you have homes to go to?
As far as I can gather, all of Mr. Solak's electric cars have undergone spontaneous combustion.
Yeah. All they are is scrap metal. Yeah. That gives me an idea. Hey, lads! We're sitting on a gold mine here.
Nobody's going to want to have anything to do with electric cars now.
Yes. A pity.
Mom?
Fabian Solak was right. In his reasons, if not in his deeds. The extrapolator gave a correct vision of the future. Such a world is the inevitable consequence of the adoption of the internal combustion engine and the exploitation of fossil fuels.
Indeed. These humans are ignorant savages who do not have their own best interests at heart.
Oi!
Present company accepted.
Still insulted, actually, Strax.
All we can do is to ensure that the human race is given the chance to command its own destiny. Free from outside interference. The rest, I am afraid, is up to them.
Home, Mom?
Yes, Jenny. Home.
You have been listening to The Paternoster Gang, The Cars That Ate London, written by Jonathan Morris. Madame Vastra was played by Neve McIntosh, Jenny Flint, Catherine Stewart, Strax, Dan Starkey, Fabian Solak, Alan Cox, Madeline, Julia Hills, Archie Flowers, the power station worker, and the market trader, Alex Lowe, Inspector Cotton and Silas Beckett, Finlay Robertson. Other roles played by members of the cast. Script editor Matt Fitton, producer David Richardson, director Ken Bentley, executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.